Okay, Cosmos, testing the Chaturvyuha, that stamba or whatever it's called. So, just testing it, see how it works out. On the first upper level, there is Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, manifesting, you could say, the Vaikuntha world. Meaning then that when a world is manifest, of course Vaikuntha is eternal, but still it's manifest from Krishna, from Vishnu, then that is a realm in itself, a level, so to speak, of the existence, which then is entered into therefore it's Aniruddha. That's when you enter into that dream, and here dream means creation, but it's transcendental creation. So anyway, then my theory here that I'm testing is that then from that Aniruddha, or Aniruddha there, who is really the ruler of Vaikuntha, Narayan, he becomes the Vasudev of the next level. Meaning that this reality, this level of existence that is going to be manifest now, exists in relation to the reality that is him or his realm. Although that was like waking up into that new creation of Vaikuntha from the higher ones of Goloka, for instance. But anyway, that's kind of high level. We continue downwards. So then we have on the next level from the top, second level from the top, we have the white form of Vasudeva is Narayan. From the level above, and then Sankarshan, that's Mahavishnu. Pradyumna is Garbhadakasha Vishnu, and Aniruddha is Kshirdakasha Vishnu. Again, here we have the real person, so to speak, the Atma here in the case, the Supreme Vishnu Tattva, Self, getting creative, going into sleep, yoga nidra, as Mahasankarshan, Mahavishnu, and then when he starts dreaming, that is Garbhadakasha Vishnu. Again, that's the dream. Meaning that then he, the Turiya of these four, namely Narayan, the Vasudeva, is the one present in these three others. So the first one is present in deep sleep, second one is present in dreaming, which means a creative manifestation of the world that's being dreamt up here and what's in it, the forms in there, the places, the living beings in there. And then, next one then is Kshirdakshaya Vishnu, who enters into the dream, meaning the dream is that lotus there with the 14 worlds in it that is coming from the navel of Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. Into that lotus, into that dream, enters Kshirdakshaya Vishnu. Right? He's present there everywhere, every atom, every heart. So yes, he's of course experiencing that dream from within, but not being bewildered by it, but then also appearing now and then, here and there, as Krishna, as Rama, as in all kinds of ways maybe. And it's said in the Shastra that many more appearances than mentioned in the Shastra, but for pastimes, not for, because of some illusory dream. And that's clearly the sky in Bhagavatam. So then, from Kshirdakshaya Vishnu, he, you could say, impregnates and puts to life everything that's going on in the 14 planetary systems where Brahma is creating. So then you could say, if we just continue this logic here, Kshirdakshaya Vishnu, who was then the Aniruddha of this previous level, he enters now into the dream as the Atma, the Paramatma, to experience that pastimes and so on. And then inside that dream, another Chaturvyuha, quadruple, appears. So then we have them first, Vasudev, that's Paramatma, Kshirdakshaya Vishnu. Because this is his realm, right? And well, we could describe it maybe like this, that here we have the three worlds, right? In that lotus, which is the realm of Shiva, Shiva, Vishnu. And what are those three? They are Ur, Bhuva, and Svaha. Or how shall we put it here? The first one in this cosmos then is it would be Svetadvip. Or Maharloka, I'm not sure. Somewhere up there. Second will be Bhuvara Svarga. And then, well, that's where the dream is happening, right? That's the astral mental realm. And then we got the physical realm. Pur, Hoka. And the one above the mental forms, the subtle realm there, again it's getting closer to Svetadvip. Maybe it isn't Svetadvip because that's where Vishnu is. Kshadishnu. But just up there. And that must be the realm of Shiva, or and the realm of Brahma is somewhere up there. Well, again, you got Vishnu there, you got Brahma there, you got Shiva there. Gunavataras and the Kala Chakra. So this explains the collective world we live in. This is defined by Kshirvilakshaya Vishnu, Paramatma. And the subtle realm there, the mental realm, the astral, is a collective realm just like this one is, where many of us enter and wake up inside this dream. And we dream in the astral realm. There we are, and then we decide and desire to enter into that dream. So then, poof, we take birth in Vurloka. And that becomes the reality of that level. That's how the dreamer who just entered into it perceives it. That's for the pastime, right? Otherwise, what's the fun? So now, oh, it's so real. Then we are at the next level. I guess you could count several levels all the way down, so to speak. And who is it that is the Atma there, the Turiya? It's to Jiva. It is private microcosm. We're in the same way. He has desires, imagines what wants or she. Plans, drafts. That's the desires, that's the Karanam, that's the deep sleep platform there. This is subconscious there, represented by Sankarshan. And then when the dreams or the imagining starts, subtle forms there in the mind, that's Pradyumna. And again, that becomes realized and we enter into we're talking now about, I can see so many of those cycles. And then, of course, we can get down to our daily, nightly cycle. Because what happens then is the same, that here we are, the Atma. We fall asleep. And we're really inside our private little cosmos, private astral realm there, where our dream takes place. But then we slip into, enter into that fantasy, that imaginative realm among those forms, and it becomes a reality. So what we see here, and for instance, we can dream awake, waking dreams, and when we make our games and VR games and our this and that, theater plays and dramas, again we are dreaming. And then when you watch that movie, I like to enter into it as if it was real. Because this is how we are. We're enjoyers, we're creative, we have desires to experience new things. And so on. So in this way, the smallest meets the biggest. Because that's how God is as well.